Hi, and welcome to the All Star Stories podcast. We're featuring stories by Hoffman Boston All Stars in grades kindergarten through fifth.
This podcast is all about being afraid. All Stars, I hope you know that it is okay to be afraid. But I also want you to know you are brave, you are capable, you are strong. And today's stories are all about being strong, even when you are afraid. We've got one story coming from Scott about being afraid from a bad dream.
This is a true story about when I was really scared because it's just a dream. So first I was in Safari on my phone and I googled how to draw a cat and I saw something called Cartoon Cat and I had a nightmare about that, and one time I wrote this cartoon cat reel, and it said it is a cartoon escaped from a movie, and I saw some really scary videos about it, and so I had nightmares for 5 days.
Thank you for that story, Scott. It can be really scary to have a bad dream, but All Stars, remember that those kinds of dreams are not real, and that your family, your teachers, and everyone at Hoffman Boston is here to support you and to talk to you through it. Our next story comes from Paige. Paige shares what it was like for her when the pandemic first hit the United States. And she gives a first-hand account of what it was like for her to have to leave school and not know what was going to happen next.
So my story is about being in quarantine and being in coronavirus. Okay, so I came back home from a doctor's appointment, and I heard my dad and mom talking about, like, coronavirus. I didn't know what was going on, so I asked them. It was about, like, this virus. I didn't know what it was, but they said it was a dangerous virus that they caught on, like, airplanes and stuff. And so I watched the news, and it was really terrifying. So then, a few months later, I found out that the schools had closed. I was shocked, but I didn't know I would get a lot of homework. So after I came home, I was like, this was unexpected. I don't know what's going on. And then I heard that we needed to get all of our school supplies out, and I was like, what? So then I brought my school supplies home. Then I had to do a lot of homework, which was really unexpected, and I had to watch a lot of videos. And also, my mom would make this thing, that, a homeschool thing, and they would be like, we had to do stuff on like the calendar. She would make a little calendar for us for every day, and we had to complete it. Well, we had to do that, and we were pretty good at it until spring break was over. I don't know, because something happened where we wouldn't do homework?
I have no idea.
But then after all of that, fourth grade started and we had to do online school. And we're still waiting for vaccine till this day. And I don't know if we'll ever get one, but I hope so. Bye.
I'm so grateful for Paige and Scott telling their stories. And Paige, thank you for being transparent about how it feels to be a kid in quarantine. All-Stars, we've been talking about pandemic fatigue with our counselor, and know that we all feel it, and we're also here for you and each other. Know that you are not alone, and we can get through this together. I love how Paige's story ended with hope. And so let's end this podcast with hope. We hope that you are doing well. We hope that you will reach out and help take care of each other. And we hope to be reunited soon. Take care, All Stars.
That's it for this episode of All Star Stories. Be sure to check back for more stories next time. And until then, peace out.